toaster cause it wouldn't answer hello. Senior moments like tumbleweeds roll and drift through my brain, taking pieces whole. I once wore two belts and forgot my pants, tried dancing alone, gave my hip a chance. But don't you dare say that I'm over the hill. I just take longer to climb, but I'm climbing still. Might forget your birthday or confuse my pills, but I remember your face. Someday I will. I collect them with pride like stamps in a book or weird growths on my side. Laughing at myself is my exercise plan, cause a giggle a day beats a six pack of brand. So here's to gray hair and afternoon naps, to mismatched shoes and elastic waist straps. I may not be sharp, but I sure ain't dull. Just a classic old-timer with a mind that's half full.
Oh, you'd be amazed how much those senior moments can sneak up on you, even if you're 30, 35. You're thinking, oh my goodness, it's starting already. Wait till you're 40 or 50 or even 60. It just gets worse and worse. Oh, I'm so encouraging in the morning, aren't I?
101.1 FM.
All right, we'll get back to some normalcy. Martina McBride coming up with Independence Day. Well, welcome to the 7 o'clock hour here during the remarkable morning show here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you. Getting you up and going, giving you some weather updates for sure. A little chillier right now. We were at almost 40 degrees. Now we're back down to 38 as we get closer to that sunrise. It always tends to get cooler. That's downtown here up at the Sawyer County Airport. It's about 36 degrees and up on the res. A little warmer up there, about 40 there as well. And not a whole lot of moisture around us. That's kind of dissipated, although we have a few showers coming over from Minnesota up on the northeastern part of the state. That's all coming down to the south, northwest, down to the southeast towards us, something like that. So we got some rain coming today. It's going to be pretty decent temperature-wise, 43 degrees. Again, not much warmer than where we're at now. 36 for a low tonight. And then that rain, it's going to be kind of off and on throughout the day, and then a little more organized system of rain is going to come through the area about 3 or 4 o'clock. So just keep that in mind as you head out to your work day. Maybe you're heading off to school or you got some errands to run. Keep it right here at Muskie Country 101 throughout your day.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long. For a ride. bye-bye.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Never been one to ask for help. If I need a mountain moved, to move it myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer. Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you. Every heartbreak trail went on hope fail. On the highway to hell, I prayed for you. I kept my faith like that old King James said I'm supposed to. It's hard to imagine bigger than I could fathom. I didn't know you from Adam, but I prayed for you. Love me like you do. Graceful eyes to see me through. A smile that steals me, a heart that heals me, a touch that kills me too. And baby, you're perfect. I guess the good Lord heard it.
Working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Babe, let's get packed, tank tops and flip-flops if you got 'em. No shoes, no shirt, no problems, no problems.
The best country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Oh, yes, it's that time now. Get your kazoos out. You got to get ready for this. Ah. Yes. So you're saying, Mark, I don't have a kazoo. I couldn't find one at the dollar store. I couldn't find any at Walmart. No worries. I got some here for you. Look, Mom, no hands. Yeah, so I have a whole bunch of kazoos here. They even got labels on them that say Muskie Country 101. You got to get them. They're collector's items. I think they're selling on eBay for $30. Anyways, you can get one for free. Just send me a text message on our Civic Media app. Most of you should have that already down. And then just hit the text button on the WHSM page and say, Mark, I need a kazoo. Send out a whole bunch of kazoos to a couple businesses because you've been requesting, Mark, bring us some kazoos. There's an optical store here in Hayward I'm going to go to. I might visit a shop down in Stone Lake. Some of those businesses that support WHSM. Who was it? Bar H Implement and then the Hayward Family Eye Care. Good morning, folks. I'm bringing you a kazoo pretty soon here. Again, repeat after me. I will play my kazoo 7:15 every morning during the Remarkable Morning Show when the kazoo song comes on. I saw you pledge. I saw you raise your hand and put your hand on your heart, and you pledged you're going to play your kazoo, and you're going to video it and then post it on Facebook for me. Would you do that? It'd be so much fun. I got some more videos. I got to put these up. All right. The end of the kazoo song. Yay, this Tuesday morning right here on Muskie Country 101. Glad you could join in. Where's my... Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Yes, you guys did a great job. Alabama, mountain music here on Muskie Country 101 during the Remarkable Morning Show.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Sawmill slash for bands.
that comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Musky 101.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on whsm.com/contest-terms.
Get ready, Northwoods! Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs, if it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Musky 101.
I can't go for a ride to clear my head, 'cause everything I pass puts you back in it. You were done, moving on. But you can't be too far gone, 'cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every back road we've ever gone down, Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I won't get. Every time the bartender fills it up again, everybody knows why I'm here and you ain't around. What happens in a small town stays in a small town.
a small town.
Oh, yeah.
What happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every night a road we've ever gone down. Friday night bridges, Sunday pews. Ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I walk in. Every time the bartender fills it up again. Everybody knows why I'm here and you ain't around.
Most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Muskie 101.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hear
listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love. You love me good. You love me good. Love me
in the studio today is Chris and Robin from the Hayward Chamber area of commerce. Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. We're doing great.
Yeah, great to be here, Mark, as always.
Good. Good to have you both. Robin, it's your first time in the studio. What do you think?
We'll get there.
So, November's here, and we got a big event coming up. Let's talk about the annual dinner, I guess it's called, or what?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. It's our annual, our Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce annual awards dinner. This is something we really do look forward to every year. It might be, you know, we put on various events throughout the year, and this is, you know, perhaps the favorite of all, just because it's a chance to put the reflection on our members.
Yeah, right.
And celebrate our members in various categories that Robin will talk about here in a minute. So this year we're excited. The Steakhouse and Lodge is going to be the site of our annual dinner. It's November 6th, that Thursday evening. They always do. Peggy and her staff always do such a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah.
They're hosting it.
Yep, they
so
do.
We know what we're going to get there, and it's going to be a good time for all. It's a night as well in which we'll have a keynote speaker. This year's keynote speaker is Luke Burrell, who is the CEO of Tamarack Health.
Okay.
Luke's going to speak on the relationship and the impact of Tamarack Health and the health systems here that we are fortunate to have on the community and its impacts there. So we're looking forward to hearing from Luke as well. It's just a good time also just to converse, getting in a same room with 250 other business folks. So it's right. It's a night of networking and socializing. More than anything, it's a night of fun. You know, a night of socializing with others and getting together.
So now, at the time that we're recording this, are there tickets left over or is it already sold out?
We currently do have tickets available. Folks can RSVP, but we do encourage our folks to RSVP if they're going to be attending as soon as they can, because yes, we do typically sell out and are full. So there will be a cutoff. We're just not quite there yet.
Yep.
So,
okay. Yep. So let's talk about some of the awards and the categories and what we're recognizing businesses in the chamber for.
Yeah. So this year we have 39 different businesses and individuals nominated for our different categories, which we have 7 categories: large and small business, a new business, outstanding employee, director and manager of the year. We have one of those for for-profit and nonprofit.
Okay.
Volunteer of the year, and then service organization of the year.
And so then, does a ballot go out to the business members then to vote on businesses for these categories, or do they nominate? They know what the categories are, and I'm assuming there's descriptions of what the category defined. How does that work as far as the nominations?
Yep, so we accepted nominations, either self-nominations or other nominations that were submitted. We collected those, and then now it's our membership that votes on those.
Okay, yeah. So let's recap. When's the dinner, and how much are tickets?
The dinner is November 6th. A single ticket is $40.
Okay.
And we've got groups, you know, some businesses may bring a whole table of 8 or 10, depending on the table size. And again, every one of our members is invited to attend. And it's just a great chance, again, to recognize and be there in support of one another.
Right.
So that I think is probably what makes the evening most special of all. We do have a silent auction that night as well. We also have a 50-50 raffle. So there's some chances to also go home with some nice prizes and literally cash as well.
Right.
So those are fun parts of the night also, I want to be sure to mention.
Okay. Well, let's move on down the calendar. We have a holiday raffle coming up. Let's talk a little bit about what that's about.
Yes, so we have the Hayward Holiday Raffle, and we already have tickets on sale. You can purchase those at our Hayward Information Center, at Marketplace Foods, and then they're also available at Cenex, Northern Lake Cenex. Mm-hmm. So those are $10 a ticket. We're giving away 40 prizes, so a total of $6,000 for the month of December. And our grand prize will be drawn on December 23rd for $1,500. The sponsor of that is Superior Choice Credit Union, and presented by the Chamber as well. The drawings will take place at 11 each day in December.
Yeah. And how much is a ticket
again? $10.
$10 for the drawing. Yep. Now, if I get my name drawn the first day of the first week, am I done winning, or does my name go back into the pot, as it were, for the future drawings, right? That's what happened last year?
Yes. So even if you win the first day, your name is put back into the pot you could win multiple times. So that's the fun. Yeah.
And it sounds like you have a good memory, Mark, because we have had that happen in prior years where somebody has won on the same ticket. We've also had the same person win on just multiple tickets they bought.
Oh, sure.
Yes, we've had that instance happen, which is always kind of exciting. Yeah.
Very cool. We just have a few seconds left. What are some of the new members that have just joined the chamber?
Yeah, you know, our newest of new members include Northern Distinction, Rugged Roots, Fraction LLC, and Sign Gypsies Twin Ports. So we are always excited to welcome new businesses to our chamber membership. So I want to extend a very warm welcome to all of them.
Okay. And some of these businesses are from outside the area.
Yes.
You just mentioned
exactly.
That last one.
Yep. Yeah. It can be a matter of You know, I would say the majority of our businesses most people would expect are within maybe a 20, 30 mile radius of Hayward.
Yeah.
But yeah, we absolutely have some businesses that are further out that they're interested in the Hayward market and marketing to the Hayward area, and certainly see us as a viable avenue to do that. So yeah. we're glad to welcome them.
Good. Well, Chris, Robin, thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Mark, so much.
WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is sharing tips with residents to highlight National Teen Driver Safety Week. According to a press release, traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for teens in the United States. Wisconsin saw nearly 19,000 crashes involving teen drivers last year, leading to 70 fatalities and nearly 6,000 injuries. DOT officials are reminding parents that proper training and practice for young drivers is crucial for safety, and the DMV's online teen portal offers various resources for driver safety programs. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for healthcare scams as open enrollment season gets underway. According to agency officials, scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their healthcare. The scammers then request personal information from their potential victim, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials are warning residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period.
The Ashland Police Department has announced a suspect was arrested on Saturday after allegedly making terrorist threats and bomb scares. According to law enforcement authorities, the suspect called the Superior Choice Credit Union location just before noon on Saturday, claiming that he had placed a possible explosive device in his own safety deposit box. Authorities brought in the Marathon County Bomb Squad to examine the building, which determined that there was no explosive device. The suspect was booked into the Ashland County Jail soon after. The owners of a Solon Springs restaurant have been arrested on arson charges months after the fire that caused extensive damage to their building. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Stephen and Kimberly Castern were booked into the county jail on Friday on multiple charges. The pair owned Hog Wild Barbecue and Smokehouse off Highway 53 in Solon Springs, which was extensively damaged during a fire in early June. Law enforcement authorities have not yet shared what led to the arson charges during the course of their investigation. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Coats and umbrellas needed today. Blustery and much colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s. Those scattered showers continue this evening. Still breezy. Low temperatures in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 39.
Muskie 101.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand. Smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Oh, my hand. Oh, my hand. I can still feel her fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can. Smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Best that I can. Bottle rockets in the sky,
Scotty McCreary music here on WHSM Muskie Country 101. I just want to invite you, if you have a community event or activity that you are going to be wanting the little promotion on, I'd be glad to mention it for you. Just going to send it to our community calendar and we'll add it to the list of events and activities that we do talk about at least twice a day around 6:30 and again on 8:30. We mention these events. Maybe it's a birthday wish. We can do birthdays. Special music requests. We'll do what we can on that. Otherwise, maybe a recognition of a special anniversary that you want to do a shout out to. You can add that to there. Just send it to this email. It is simply community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. Send that in. We'll add it to our stack of announcements and get that out there for you. All right.
101.1 FM.
Do it now while you're thinking about it.
Community@whsm.com.
George Strait coming up with some oceanfront property. I'll buy it. Well, welcome to the 8 o'clock hour now here at the Remarkable Morning Show. Mark Lundin here with you, getting you up and going. Maybe you're already up and gone, heading off to work this morning, heading over to school. School starts in about 15 minutes, 10 minutes for some, but it's starting soon. Maybe you're already in the classroom as a teacher and you're just listening to us as best much as you can. Through the Civic Media app, you don't need a radio to hear us. Just download the Civic Media app to your smart device. And then once you have that, look for WHSM within the list of radio stations there. Find it, click on it, and make it My Station, the button down at the bottom. And right there, then, you can stream us anytime, anywhere you go outside of our normal listening area or you don't have a radio handy. Always a great way to stream WHSM right there through the app. And, of course, you can send a lovely message to me. Hey, Mark, love your show. Doing a great job. You know, some love and kisses. That would be just wonderful. Yes, we do love it. Love and kisses every once in a while. Send a love note. Zach Brown Band coming up next.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe.